defense quicker. And then, like I said, it's very helpful and it helps me out a lot, getting a lot of reps.
How do you feel familiarity-wise?
Because we went over the same plays in OTA, so seeing them again towards training camp, you're more familiar and you're able to catch on quicker. I'm getting better each day. Still got to improve on it, start communicating faster on certain motions and things, but I'm getting better at it. Oh, that really helps out a lot because when I might miss a call, but he's there to help get everything coordinated and back in.
Morgan, would you have been imagined, though, when you were drafted that obviously likely you're going to be starting out there week one now?
When I was drafted, I just wanted to come in and just prove that I was a hard-working player and that I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
When does a player find out? Did you find out this morning or earlier?
I really don't know. Like I said before, I really don't think too much or get too deep into it because I'm still a rookie and I'm still learning. So this is my first training camp, so I'm still trying to adapt and get used to training camp and try to learn to play as quickly as I can to try to gain the trust and respect of our coaches and our veterans.
But when did you learn that target
after that surgery? I didn't even know about that.
You just found out?
Yeah, I just found out.
So, I mean, it's starting to sink in?
I really don't know. I'm just trying to learn and get better. My main goal.
Were you
in my eyes, I say I'm in, but I had to go look at the film and see.
Given the target situation, though, this does make all the reps you've taken out there, I mean, a little bit more important, doesn't it? Because if you were to play tomorrow, you'd be the guy who's healthy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had to go in and try to learn as quickly as I can because at the same time, I have to be prepared at all times for my number to be called. So that's why I'm trying to get better, understand my checks and my calls, and try to communicate as quickly as I can.
Are you more confident with each practice?
You start to, because you're starting to understand the plays a little more just by going over or having like a review like we did this morning. That was very helpful because you'll be able to make your checks quicker. And then as soon as coach called the play, you already know the certain checks running through your head, and you already know what your responsibility and what you have to do.
A year ago, did you envision that you'd be at this point? I mean, you know, you go from playing in college to all of a sudden you might be starting safety in the NFL.
A year ago, I really thought about it. I didn't even know I would be in the NFL. I'm thinking about going through on with my senior year. So a year ago, I wasn't even really thinking about that.
Is the communication part the most challenging, would you say?
The mental part is the most challenging part because at the same time, you got to think and react quick, so you can't really be thinking long. So that's why you have to study and know what you're really doing out there so you can think and react quickly. It's a little faster because, you know, OTAs, you don't have no pads, so guys really not coming off getting hands on you like that. But now you can get plays where linemen coming downfield trying to block you, so you got to be able to think and get to where you're fit. Is on certain runs, and then you've got to get the way you got to get on your pass drops.
In your mind, are you at the point where you're ready to be a full-time starter, do you think?
I still think I need room for improvement right now, and that's why this training camp is very helpful, and I'm going to try my best to make the best out of this training camp and get all the work that I need. I really can't say right now because we're just in the first week of training camp. So by the end of training camp, I have everything that I need down. But as of right now, I'm still in the learning process, just getting done with the first week of training camp. So I still got a long way to go and just try to learn and get better each day. And at the end of training camp, I want to be prepared and ready for whenever my name is called.
Much more comfortable is it having Nick Collins there with you? I don't know if he's necessarily making every call or how it's going exactly, but how much more comfortable to have a veteran like that next to you?
Oh, it helps out a lot because, like I said, like it could be sometimes when I can miss a call, yeah. Nick could pick it up and get everything coordinated in the back. But just also having Nick and then Atari there on the sideline, I can go to the sideline and Atari can help me out and tell me things he might have seen and what I could have done different. So The veterans in our secondary are very helpful, and they've been helping out a lot.
Does Nick make all the calls, or do you have to make some?
No, everybody has to communicate throughout the whole defense.
Is that part of the game going better for you?
Yeah, I'm improving each day. Still got a little stuff to clean up on, still to work on. But we out and just teach you up and coach you up on certain things and give you little tips on certain things that will help improve your game.
Any rookie hazing going on? Does Nick make you carry his pads? Do you have to buy these guys dinner?
No, not yet, but hey, whatever they want, I'm down for it. It doesn't matter.